More than 150 years ago, Trimborn Farm in Greendale was one of the largest lime-producing operations in Wisconsin, helping fuel construction in the booming young city of Milwaukee.
In 1980, the land and buildings were acquired by Milwaukee County and made into a historic park.
But today, as the county struggles with a financial deficit, they're looking for new ways to support the restoration and preservation of the property. That includes a Cream City brick farmhouse and one of the last and largest stone barns in Wisconsin.
One of those solutions involves chickens. Virginia Emmons McNaught is leading the restoration of Trimborn Farm. Virginia, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And Aaron Dummert is founder of the Heritage Hen Collective. It's a project on Trimborn Farm. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you.
Virginia, starting with you, tell us a little about the history of Trimborn Farm and why this farm is important.
Well, Trimborn Farm is actually one of Milwaukee's only historic parks. That means that it's a county park, but its designation is very specific in that it is to honor our past and where Milwaukee began and came from. And that's what we're going to try to continue to do.
What do you love about it?
What I love about Trimborn Farm is that when you walk onto the property, you really feel like you're stepping back in time. And what is represented right now at Trimborn is that early settlers period at sort of the beginning of Milwaukee and the development of Milwaukee. And a lot of what you see right now really was developed anywhere between the years of 1840 up until about 1938.
And Aaron, what role does Trimborn Farm play in the community right now? What is it used for?
Well, the unfortunate truth is that it hasn't been used for a lot for quite a few decades. I grew up right around the corner, and I think a lot of us in the area are used to it being just sort of an empty farm site with beautiful old buildings, but no real reason to visit. There has been some very nice efforts through the Milwaukee Historical Society to run tours and school groups and things like that over the years, and they are doing a great job. But for the general public, this beautiful farm site has been right around the corner from us for my entire lifetime, and we don't really have a reason to visit and to engage with the history there. And so I think for me, this project is so important because it reactivates not only the space, but it allows us to restore a lot of the buildings and bring people there for the purposes of bringing back some life to this beautiful historic property that's been right around the corner from all of our neighborhoods for all these years.
Virginia, do you have any early memories?
I think just about every third and fourth grader in Milwaukee has the opportunity to visit Trimborn Farm. But for like a very small period of time, maybe 2-3 hours, and they get to go back in time and pretend to wash clothes with the old styles and milk cow, a fake cow. And so it's been a pretty cool experience. And I do remember having that experience. But one of the core memories I have of that site is my parents were very much in the business of historic restoration, which is kind of why I have this odd skill set. And I remember being probably about 9 or 10 years old, helping and volunteering there, looking out the window of the house and just looking out into the lawn and thinking to myself, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if our family were the caretakers of this? And now 40 years later, here I am trying to help steward that vision going forward.
Virginia, there is a vision for what you'd like to see there and also a potential to alleviate some of the financial burden of restoring some of these buildings. What does a solution look like?
The idea is that if we can even do some small business generating activities, that will go a long way in helping to elevate the bottom line. What it's going to take is a lot of partnerships. I think just as Erin has stepped forward and has decided that this is going to be her home with the Heritage Hen Collective, I'm also looking for other partners who are interested in doing even small businesses. There's a horse stable there that has 33 horse stalls, and each one of those stalls can be a unique vendor. The house I hope to have retrofitted very, very simply and very modestly as a type of cafe, bistro, maybe serve some beer and wine. And then the other parts of the buildings may also be, especially the main house, will be able to be utilized for guest housing. Then there's somebody dedicated to that space, taking care of it, making sure that there aren't rodents getting in, that it's painted and it's cared for. And so I think bit by bit, piece by piece for this entire property, we want to find and collect folks who want to work with us on this site to make sure that it is maintained and sustained. And then also that huge component, which is what I'm really hoping to do, is to bring the community together and activate it so that people want to come there, come together and experience the space in community.
And we're going to get to the chicken coop in just a moment here. But what activities would you like to see happen on the farm?
Well, we're going to continue to partner with the Milwaukee County Historical Society, and they will continue to have volunteers serve as docents and do the field trips. And so I think all of that will remain. But what we would like to do is elevate and expand those experiences and those opportunities. Right now, one of the things that I'm kind of most proud of us working on is that right now the property represents the time frame from about 1840s until today. But there is a missing piece. And so I've been working with this gentleman by the name of Ron Applin, who had created a compilation of what was there before the settlers arrived. And so now we're working with a team of folks in the area who have expertise with the Native Americans that used to live and reside there. And so they're working on a really cool project so that we can really look at the full arc of, if this is Milwaukee's only historic park, it really needs to represent the full arc of history.
Mm. Erin, you're working on the Heritage Hen Collective, bringing back hens to the farm. Can you talk about what you have planned?
Yes, absolutely. So our project is called the Heritage Hen Collective, and it is an educational and community-centered stewardship program. And we're focusing on the flock of shared care of a flock of laying hens. And so the idea is that members will care for the hens together. They'll share in the costs, and then they'll share the eggs. So we're able to provide an opportunity for people to come together as a community, have hands-on learning experiences, slow down, reconnect with nature, with their food sources, and with each other. And so for us, we're working on restoring the chicken coop that was originally built on that site in 1938 and has actually just been used as a storage shed for probably the last 50, 60 years. It's been boarded up, as all of the early pictures that I can see have boards over the windows. So we are really excited to bring that building back into, you know, back to life and bring people back to the site again in a way that resumes one of the early uses from that site.
Is there interest in bringing these hens to Greendale and this site?
There has been an absolute overwhelming amount of support for this first project here. There are a lot of people in Greendale who have been petitioning to have backyard chickens, and for a variety of reasons that has never been allowed. And so I think the people who want to experience raising chickens now have an opportunity to do that pretty close to home. And so the support, not only for, you know, the chicken loving community has been amazing, but also we're finding so much support from people who are just excited about activating something at Trimborn Farm. This has been quite a high profile story since about a year and a half ago or so when they started the process of finding a steward for the property. And so I think all eyes have been on Trimborn Farm, and we're finding people who are just excited to get this started. And so starting with the chicken coop is just the very first little piece. There's a lot more exciting things to come. And I think the community support, one, will be very, very important, but two, has already been amazingly positive.
Erin had a member support, a founding members drive. And she had it open to the first 100 people who gave $100 could be the first 100 people who would be honored to be helping to support this project. So she was able to raise 10 grand in how many days, Erin?
11.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that I would be trying to find 100 donors all winter. $100 is a lot and 100 people is a lot. And I could not believe how fast people wanted to support this project. I'm blown away. I still don't even really have words for how quickly it happened. And I still have people reaching out saying, I wanted to get in on the Founders Club and I missed it. So there will be plenty of opportunities for everybody to be involved.
Well, Virginia and Erin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
That is Virginia Emmons McNaught. She's leading an effort to restore and repurpose the historic Trimborn Farm in Greendale in Milwaukee County. And Erin Dummert, founder of the Heritage Hen Collective, which is one of the first projects planned for the property that would bring flocked chickens to the farm's original coop.